This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
The toughest in terms of like lack of days off part of the schedule starts as we go on the road on Tuesday, where we're like, it's basically 26 games in 27 days. So that's the real kind of grind, and that's obviously means, you know, we'll see some different lineups, and we're going to have to be very cautious of our pitching and bullpen usage and things like that. So the Thursdays off has been a real, you know, I think it's been a real plus. It's a plus for any team, just the once a week. You know, we could argue that this is the schedule that Major League Baseball should use, like a Monday off every week. I think it really helps players be available, the best players be available more.
That was Craig Counsell with us last week talking about the schedule. The Cubs will be back tomorrow against the Washington Nationals. We will carry that game for you. Pre-game will start at 5:05 tomorrow. Nat's been playing well lately, and then this weekend, it's the very, very good Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, this is fun, man. The Tigers, who, you know, are the best team in the American League. The Phillies, who lately have been playing like one of the very best, if not the best, teams in the National League. So you got those two series after the Nats series.
Yeah, so. And looking around in the National League Central, Brewers have been playing much better lately. They've won 7 in a row. They're getting guys back healthy. The Cardinals are still right there. I'm shocked that they're still there.
I know. I was asked today by a friend of mine who's like, should I, like, how heavy should I bet on the Cubs and the Tigers to win their respective divisions? And I said, well, the Cubs are definitely going to win their division. The Tigers, well, maybe they could get battled by Minnesota. He's like, what? The Cubs can definitely? He's like, what? I said, I don't believe in the Cardinals. I still, Lawrence, I'm there with you. I don't buy it.
I don't buy it. Do you believe that the Brewers can get healthy enough to contend?
I don't think they have enough. I don't think they have enough the way that this Cubs team is playing, because in the past you've been able to say the Brewers are the best, the better, cleaner team. And I don't think that's necessarily true anymore. I feel like the Cubs play well and they play clean and they got a lot more and they're going to be super aggressive if they need to be.
I think the Tigers are clearly the best team in the American League Central. And I love Bobby Witt Jr. I know that Kansas City's getting ready to call up
Jack Kelly.
Yeah. So I know that they still got more guys that are coming up, but to me, Detroit's got everything.
Yeah.
They've got an ace at the top of their rotation. They have a strong lineup. They have, you know, El Mago is back. They're playing good defense. They have a great manager.
Got a real good manager.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy that they can win the AL Central. But back to the NL Central.
No, but the thing about the Tigers is like they know it's a win now moment. They're going to get aggressive if they need to be. you know, if they see anything going on.
So this schedule that the Cubs are on now, where Craig Counsell pointed it out to us, there's a lot of games to be played. There's not a lot of off days. I mean, the only off day is the 16th.
So he referenced it yesterday in pregame that he's going to start resting guys. And you're going to start seeing, you're going to be noticing, oh, that's interesting.
A day off for Dansby Swanson.
Dansby is not at a day off yet. Neither is Pete Crow Armstrong.
And you have to tackle him to get him to take a day off.
And neither is Kyle Tucker. All three of those guys. None of them have missed a game.
I imagine that Kyle might get a day off tomorrow.
Might get tomorrow after the barrage of little injuries.
And the ring finger stuff. And that's always scary when you're talking about someone that is so intuitive as a hitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bruce said this morning that like they almost got him x-rays on Saturday. And then they said, no, he can play on Sunday. And then Sunday he got, you know, the helmet down to his face. It looked bad. He's like, yeah, it looks worse than it is. And he also jammed the ring finger. So he's got like a bunch of little things. But that's the kind of stuff that happens for a baseball player. But I hadn't realized that till Bruce referenced it this morning. PCA, Dansby, and Tucker. None of the three have missed a single game so far. 59 games played. And then Bush, Nico, and Seiya have all played in 55. So that's six of your regulars who've played almost all the time.
Let me ask you this question before you give the line of demarcation, Matt Spiegel. You're Mr. Baseball. You're Abner Triple Day. You host Hit and Run here at The Score. I've been trying to figure out the chance at Wrigley for PCA. Are they going to morph into, is it going to stay PCA?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to morph into MVP or MVP'd?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of varieties of that, like MVP'd. Now, PCA is just too direct. It's not going to morph into anything with more regularity. Like, if you're thinking about, like, what's going to be the standard, the PCA chant will be standard.
It's just that, like, you know, he has an argument, like a really good one, for National League MVP through 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
So will that turn into a people start saying that about him as he comes up to the dish once we get to August and September?
Maybe,
will that become a thing?
Maybe PCA MVP, do both of them.
You could
do
like a left field, right field thing with that?
Yeah, you could. You see, he always turns and like says hello to his outfield people. You notice in that, like when he doubles, like when he doubled, I forget what it was. He turns around and he's like, "What's up?" He's like, says hello. Yeah,
like, y'all know what it is?
You guys,
PCA,
my people. Yeah, man. There's a very special relationship happening right there with that dude. So I'm just going with Counsell's 26 games in 27 days. So June 29th. When they finish that series at Houston, that'll be 26 more games in the books.
And you will have played the Brewers and the Cardinals.
And Seattle, who's playing well here. So that homestand in the middle, you've got the Brewers and Seattle. And then you're at St. Louis, at Houston, which is a real team. But it's that, does the roster hold up for an onslaught like this? And can your bench guys, the Vidal Brujans of the world, give you enough and produce enough so you can survive?
I know that this is a question that we should probably play with later on in the week, especially since we need to take a break. But here's an assignment I have for you.
Okay.
I want you to start thinking about what they need, because now we're in the portion of the schedule that front office people talk about all the time, where it's first 60 games is you're figuring out what you need. Second 60 games is getting what you need. And then you let them play the last 42. So I want, for a project for later on this week, start thinking about how the Cubs could be better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.